Thank you. And let me just say on behalf of the state of Nevada, I am so appreciative that I get to work with my colleagues from Wisconsin and Oregon. And thank you for your commitment, because this is the number one issue in the state of Nevada. And to Senator Baldwin, what you are doing is really standing up for people and their right to have access to affordable health care in this country when they need it, access to medication when they need it. And in the comfort knowing that if they purchase a plan, that if something, God forbid, should happen to them, then they'll have access to that medication and those doctors when they need it. So thank you for this, your hard work. And I stand today because I want to tell you about one of these people in the state of Nevada. Her name is Carol Ilewski, and she's from Reno, Nevada. And Carol has chronic asthma. She manages it with medications that cost up to $400 a month. $400 a month. In October of 2016, Carol had such a bad asthma attack that she was admitted to the hospital for 10 days as doctors struggled to get her breathing under control. Thankfully, today, Carol's health is stable. But because of her pre-existing condition and high prescription drug costs, she depends on the protections of the Affordable Care Act to keep her health care costs in check. And this administration, as we've heard today from my colleagues, keeps chipping away at those protections. I mean, literally, we have heard from the president that he is proud of sabotaging the Affordable Care Act. He has weakened the ACA by expanding access to these junk plans. These short-term, limited-duration plans don't cover essential services like prescription drugs, emergency room visits, and maternity care. So today, I am joining my colleagues to once again urge that we do away with these scam insurance policies. These plans appeal to consumers because they are low cost, but they are also low benefit, as we've heard. Many people who purchase them don't realize just how limited the coverage is. All those details are in the fine print of the policies in dense legal jargon that it's nearly impossible to understand. I'm an attorney, and I will tell you, even attorneys have difficulty understanding that dense legal jargon in some of these policies. And consumers don't know that the plans they're signing up because of the dense legal jargon, and they're not given specifics, and there's not enough transparency, that they don't even cover their pre-existing conditions. Consumers may not realize that their coverage has annual or lifetime spending caps. Take Carol, for instance. Let's say she had signed up for a junk plan instead of an ACA-compliant plan, an easy mistake to make since companies hide the differences between the two. With a junk plan, Carol's insurance could have refused to cover her health care costs because of her asthma. They could have denied payment for the emergency treatment she needed when she literally could not breathe. And they could have declined coverage for the essential medications she needs to keep the asthma in check. Under these junk plans, women who get pregnant don't get coverage for prenatal care or for delivering their babies. People with lifelong genetic conditions like cystic fibrosis can be denied coverage, as can those facing mental health issues. What's more, even if you don't buy a junk plan health care plan, these plans' very existence drive up our health care costs in this country. That's because younger, healthier people are more likely to risk choosing a limited junk plan because those plans are cheaper. That leaves the rest of the population, including many women and children, in a much more expensive insurance pool. Estimates say that junk plans could cost a family of four with an ACA plan over $3,000 in increased insurance premiums every year. The No Junk Plans Act that Senator Baldwin has introduced undoes the administration's order that allowed insurance companies to offer consumers up to 3 years of deceptive, skimpy coverage. Under the No Junk Plans Act, customers can only use these short-term plans for 90 days. The plans would work the way they were intended, as a bridge between coverage at one job and the next. Americans, and I'm telling you, I hear this all the time in Nevada, have told us time and time again what they want their health care to do. Cover pre-existing conditions, keep down prescription drug costs, include women's health, cover mental health, pay for emergency room visits. I'm going to continue to fight for what the American people want. And that's the comprehensive coverage of the Affordable Care Act. We cannot let the administration succeed in doing an end run around the ACA. The House has already passed legislation to do away with these flimsy and deceptive junk plans. Now it's time for the Senate to step up and do the same. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I yield the floor.